back here in the city square after these messages. We're going to play a little game with them and have some fun, because after all, they're from the happiest place on earth. So we want to bring a little joy to their morning and to yours by having fun with them. They'll figure this out in a moment. And we'll have a couple messages, come back, and we'll talk some more about the best place on earth to be entertained, Disneyland, right here in the city square. Rutan and Tucker's roots are found right here in Orange County. It was founded in 1906 and is one of California's most respected law firms.
Hi, this is Jeff Flint with FSB Core Strategies. If you want to be in the know on what's happening in Orange County, you need to listen to Jerry Amonte and the City Square.
Thank you, boss. I like it when he plays the boss. He's in town, I think, today. All right, so now is our favorite time with our guests in studio. They have no clue what's coming, which always makes me have a good time because they're nervous and I'm not. So, so Lacey, tell them what time it is.
And now, Rutan and Tucker presents...
Is It a Law?
That's right, ladies. You are now contestants on Is It a Law? Here's how the game works. Look at their smiling. I read you a law, rule, or regulation.
Do we have to lock the door or anything?
They're not going anywhere. We got Dakota, one of Brandon's friends, is in here. He's job shadowing this morning on radio, and he's guarding the door. And
good.
We haven't heard a word from you, Brandon, but you've just been stunned by everything about Disney, haven't you?
I feel like a little kid again.
you're almost a little kid again. Anyway, by the way, is your little widget working this morning? Thing crashed last week.
As a matter of fact, it is working.
I forgot to tell people, make sure you tweet Brandon at the City Square, and of course, like us on Facebook. We have one of those. All right. Back to Is It a Law? Ladies, here we go. We're going to read you a rule or regulation. You're going to tell us if it is a law or not. We will marvel at your brilliance, or we will mock you. One of the two. So don't feel badly. We do it to everyone that comes in the studio. Your first one. In Carmel, California, a man can't speak, and they pay me to do this. All right. In Carmel, California, a man can't go outside while wearing a jacket and pants that do not match.
Is it a law?
All right, Joe, we're going to start with you. In Carmel, can a man go outside without a matching pair of jacket and pants?
Well, sometimes I think my husband, it should be a law in our area. He shouldn't do that. But
I'm sorry,
honey.
Wherever you are, you became the pinata this morning.
Okay, let's see. Is that a law? I don't know. Let's hope not, because I think they'd be arresting people right and left.
So I'll take that as a no from you. Ms. Haynes?
That cannot be a law.
It cannot be a law,
that
you say.
No,
all right.
No.
She says it with such a definitive nature. I have to tell you both, it's a law. The first one's always a law. It is a law. In Carmel, California, a man cannot go outside without a matching pair of jackets.
They haven't tuned in. The first one's always a law. We find the most absurd things.
Yeah.
It couldn't be a law.
And we give that hint every week. So. I don't know why they don't get the word.
What's the penalty if you get caught doing this?
I don't know. We never know what the penalties are, but these are laws that are still on the books.
How long has that been a law?
Who knows? I have no clue. These are things our research. I think the boy genius sits up late at night in his basement and to the light of his flickering monitor finds these laws.
Clint Eastwood passed that when he was
It's clearly
mayor.
The fashion police that yes. come out and slap something on.
Right. I think it's wrong. All right, so here's your second one. It is illegal to fire a missile in the United States.
Is it a law?
Is it illegal to fire a missile in the United States?
After the first one.
After the first one, I'm going to go with a no on this one.
You're going to say not a law.
Not a law.
I'm going to say not a law.
And you're going to say not a law. It's not a law, except that in South Carolina, you can do it if you have the permissions of the Department of Commerce. I don't know why that's true.
Right. Commerce.
I don't
Makes
know
sense.
Why Commerce had anything
the
to do with
it. The Aeronautics Division.
The Aeronautics Division of Commerce. But why South Carolina? There you're allowed to. Some of these things are just so obscure. All right, we're going to take you overseas because we know you have parks all over the world. So
yes.
we're going to see how you're doing in other places. In England... Placing a stamp that bears the Queen upside down is considered an act of treason. Lisa, is it treasonous to put the Queen upside down on your mail?
I think it would be incredibly treasonous to put the Queen upside down.
So you think that'd be a law.
And particularly
Jill?
On a stamp.
Yeah, I agree.
You're both right. It is a law.
See?
So there
that
you got
sense.
That right.
Come on.
So now you're 1-for-3. I like that. All right, here's your last chance. You can redeem yourself now and go 50-50 on this.
One makes so much sense.
We're going to move you to Oregon. None of these make sense. All right, so in Oregon, ice cream may not be eaten on Sundays.
Is it a law?
Jill, can you eat ice cream in Oregon on Sundays? I mean, legally eat ice cream.
Yes.
I suppose you can eat it. That was a bad question.
Well, since this is kind of an absurd trivia game, I'm going to say it is a law that you cannot eat ice cream in Oregon on Sundays.
Are you calling our trivia game absurd, Ms. Bolton? All right. Lisa, do you agree with her? Are you prohibited from ice cream in Oregon on Sunday?
That cannot be a law.
That cannot be a law. You're wrong. She's correct. It is a law.
Obvious.
No ice cream in Oregon. Don't ask me why. And that, ladies and gentlemen, was Is It a Law?
Who knew?
Off to you, Mark.
Hi, I'm Mark Austin, a partner at the law firm of Rattan & Tucker. With roots in Orange County tracing back to 1906, Rattan is the county's largest full-service civil law firm with particular expertise in the field of public agency law. Today, Rattan's attorneys successfully represent scores of cities and other public agencies, as well as many developers and other private clients, as they navigate California's complex governmental regulations, land use laws, and environmental laws, including the California Environmental Quality Act and many others. For more information about how Rattan can assist you, call me, Mark Austin, at 714-662-4677. That's 714-662-4677. Visit us online at Rattan.com. That's RUTAN.com.